Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hey everyone, I'm downtown in a parking garage killing some time because my dad is still sleeping. And yes, that is who I am visiting. That is who has been sick. It's out and about. My family knows, so I figured you guys could all know. And I think I said it on a YouTube video before, and lots of comments were saying, praying for your dad. So anyway, today is a day that we have to make a decision, and we've had 24 hours to think about it. And I wanted to talk to you about how do you make urgent, kind of life-changing decisions in such a short time? How do you discern? So here are some things to think about. Number one, emotions. You have got to get a hold of the emotions, and you have got to get them and kick them out, because you cannot have your emotions masking your mind, masking your logical thinking and reasoning. Sorry, I just had to clear my throat. As you hear, I am battling a little bit of a cold. Okay, so emotions, manage them. Grab that thought, cast out those spirits of fear, anxiety, worry. Get them gone, because you need a logical, reasonable mind, okay, to make decisions. Number two is gathering all the data possible. Get it from everywhere. Talk to people. Remember even the data that you observed from people that were giving you information. So in my case, with doctors, what did I think about that doctor? What did I think about his or her reaction to what my questions were? And all these types of things have to also be taken into consideration, not just facts, but the nonverbal kind of cues and the things that we have, like God, perhaps maybe the Holy Spirit within us, moving us to, you know, certain thoughts and questioning things, etc. Okay, so gather as much information as possible on both sides of the decision, because obviously there's two choices here. Number three is pray through that data. Pray through everything. Pray. Ask God to put on your heart good feelings of peace, for direction, for thoughts and a future, right? That, you know, go back to Jeremiah, 29:11. Just honestly turn to him and say, Lord, help me make a good decision, your will, especially if it's something that, you know, is right and wrong. But this is not a right and wrong. This is it's two different choices, and not everyone has the same decision. I think I've already said my dad has the ultimate decision, but we just want all the facts, and we want to look at them without being skewed by emotions and fear. And we want God to lead us to the right call. And that's really how it works. And then when we make the call, we have to let it go. We've got to give it to God. We cannot do that buyer's remorse. Oh my gosh, I didn't want to go that way. What did I do? Oh, you know, you kind of have to say, okay, Lord, I'm doing my best to make this decision in this short time frame. I've called out on you. Help me to find peace. You know, if you have that anxiety and that fear and that remorse, give it up. Give it to him. Say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I love you. You know, I am giving up this fear that I have. Anxiety, worry, whatever it is. And do it as many times as you have to. You got to cast those out too. Now, assess that decision. Don't just make the decision and run and never think about it again. But if things start happening and doors start closing and stuff starts going awry, that may be God saying, not the decision that I wanted you to take, so I'm kind of giving you some signs. And we have to pay attention then too. So this is why I'm telling you all of these things that have come into play in my real urgent life right now with a lot of emotional connections. This is my dad. I mean, it's you know, life and death, truly. It's crazy. But in the end, we're taking it day by day. I guess that would be the fourth one. Take it day by day, moment by moment. Stick to decisions that, you know, you make as a group. This is on the, you know, again, I'm talking about my specific healthcare decision. But if you're making a decision on your own, just do your best and to stick with it, but then keep assessing it and have someone to talk to. When you're, you know, going through information, I'm lucky enough to have some people in my family who are in the medical field and have helped, you know, go through just all of the information. I mean, we're all there. We're all on these, listening to the doctors. If you're not there, you're on a phone call listening, and it can still get so overwhelming and just, you know, you're exhausted, completely exhausted. And so this morning, we're going to have to face that. We've got a few more questions. We have to get the latest and greatest data. We have got to get the emotions out of it. We have to talk amongst each other with love and respect. And we have to make a decision. Ultimately, my dad does. And even if it's not the decision that one of us or all of us wants, we all have to accept it and move on. But pay lots of close attention as we move forward. So that's really what it's about. And if I didn't do this in my life, I wouldn't be able to do it now. This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to get to that point. Sorry. If I wasn't doing this for the last, I don't know, two and a half years, really trying to grab that thought, really trying to manage my emotions, really trying to look at things logically, because of course the last 3 years have really brought me into questioning everything. But I've got to do it with God. I haven't been like 100% on everything, but I, you know, certainly have at least invited him into the process. And that's what we have to do in all of our decisions. And the process that I'm speaking about, by the way, okay, you have two decisions. You do this or you do that. So you put yourself in this situation. Let's look at this. This is how my life will look if I choose this. This is how it'll look in 1 month. This is how it'll look in 6 months. This is how it'll look in a year. And then kind of live in that in your mind. Let your imagination put you in that life. And let God put in your heart thoughts and put in your body feelings. It could also be the evil one. You've got three people that are going to be talking to you at this time. You, God, and Satan. And so you have to assess, okay, Lord, is this you? Is this this feeling of peace? Is it anxiety? Who is it coming from? And not always is peace 100% God. You know, if you're in mortal sin, sometimes if you're going to be choosing to do another mortal sin, he's going to make it, Satan, by the way, is going to make it like, oh yeah, you're going to totally love this and totally peaceful about it. And God's going to be the one that's poking and prodding you. All right, and then remember, we just went through this. Now let's go through that. This decision we went through. Now let's go through that. Put yourself in that life, that month, that 6 months, that year, that life. And again, God, what are you saying to me? What am I feeling? And then keep going through it. If you have time, take your time. Assess it, especially if it's a super important decision. Sorry, I had to clear my voice. I'm obviously battling a little sickness here. Okay, so that's how you choose short, urgent, life-changing decisions. You pray your way through it. First, get your emotions out of it. Second, you absolutely have to gather as much information and intel as you can. If you have people that you can talk to them. If you make sure that they're holy and they're looking out for your best interest. Also, assess the nonverbal things, you know, that, I don't know, the things that you didn't feel right about with a doctor or information or something like that. Don't forget, number three is pray all the way through. Pray for the person, pray for the doctors, pray for everybody to have the Holy Spirit come in and heal them and guide them and lead us in the right decisions. And then I think my last one was to let it go. Once you are done and you make that decision, let it go, give it to God. But from that point forward, really pay attention. If doors are closing and things are going haywire with that particular decision, you might want to reassess. But if things are going great and, you know, doors are opening or things are turning around, like in a healthcare situation, then, you know, you could say, okay, good, this was probably a good decision. And that's how we should really be living every moment of our day. And oh, by the way, 24 hours, I forgot that one. Living in the 24-hour period of time. Because we could be back and forth, left and right, up and down with all of these emotions dragging us in the past, in the present, in the future. And I'm leading the charge in saying, let's stay in this 24 hours. So let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our heart, come into our soul, come into our mind, come into our body. Help us all to call out to you for your guidance. Help us know your promptings, your little nuanced way of speaking to us so that we know all we have to do is just go. Go forward in your path. We all need to know you better, so help us desire to know you better, to call out to you, to listen to you with our minds, our soul, and our bodies. Today, please guide us and lead us to love others in our life that we come across in our path today. Make sure that we are Jesus to them, bringing joy, bringing light, bringing love. Mary, please take our left hand. Holy Spirit, your beloved spouse, take our right. Fill us with your spirit, your peace, your joy, your love, so that we can be different with people today. Lord, I pray specifically for me that I have a mind of kindness, and that my lips and my tone and my actions are of respect when we go through these next few hours with my Father. Please guide my tongue, guide my actions, guide all our ways, and I ask that the Holy Spirit guide my Father in his decisions and the doctors and all of the family as we move forward in this big decision in our life. Lord, I ask that you also enter all of the people that are praying right now into their life in a big way. Give them big consolation so that they know that you are there. Guardian angel, please guide us, lead us, protect us, and help deliver those messages from God. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alrighty, you can do all of these decision-making things, and if you have time, just extend it. Spend more time in adoration. Spend more time putting yourself in both of those lives, those decisions, and what your life would look like. And then again, assess and reflect and assess and reflect. And as things come, you may need to write them down. You may need to sit and pray with them. That's how discernment works when you have the time. When you don't, again, you go through as what we said. So rewind back, because I don't want to be a broken record and keep you on here. But I want to thank you, all of you who have prayed. And I ask that you find it in your heart to pray more. By all means, keep it up. I love it. I'm feeling it. I can feel the warmth, you know, as I'm going through this process, and just love it. So thank you again. And I hope that you find something more with God today, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.